From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, the second day of October 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day today with a high near 79 degrees. There will be a light and variable wind becoming west at 8 to 13 miles an hour in the morning. Tonight it will be clear with a low around 48 degrees and a northwest wind at 5 to 7 miles an hour becoming calm after midnight. We'll run down the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, a comptroller gives Stockport's books a passing grade. Nathan Mayberg is reporting in the Register Star that 1 year after accounting discrepancies set off panic and caused water rates to skyrocket in the town of Stockport, State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's office has determined the town's finances are in order. The comptroller's office released its audit and findings on Tuesday. The town initiated an examination of its books in July 2012 when $250,000 of the fund balance could not be accounted for and $100,000 were thought to be missing from the town's water fund. An accounting firm determined mistakes made by the town's former bookkeeper led to the funds not being properly reported. DiNapoli's office found the town's accountants were accurate in their assessment and town officials are following proper accounting procedures. You will find that full story in today's Register Star. In Catskill, the town is once again being asked to ban the use of fracking fluids. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board has been asked to prohibit use of fluids containing hydraulic fracturing materials as highway de-icing agents. The request was made during a meeting on Tuesday when members of the grassroots group Green Renewable Energy and Environmental Network said the ban would help protect the environment from radioactive material. Fluid from hydraulic fracturing comes from the waste material used in wells during the process of dissolving shale to obtain natural gas. Town officials said information about the proposed ban would be reviewed, but they did not anticipate that the fluids would be used on local roads. The use of production brine is prohibited in the village of Catskill. The village board passed the Brine Prohibition Act in September. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And here's some national news with local implications. Congressman Chris Gibson broke ranks on the shutdown. Ginger Gibson at Politico. She's reporting that local representative Chris Gibson, Republican of Kinderhook, was one of only two from the GOP to vote to keep the government open without affecting the health care law. Representative Richard Hanna, the Republican from Bonneveld, who represents the 22nd District in New York, and Gibson broke ranks with their party on Sunday to oppose the one-year delay in the Affordable Care Act. The United States government suspended business at midnight on October the 1st, as Republicans attempted to erode the health care law while Democrats and the presidents refused to negotiate over the previously nonpartisan issue of raising the debt ceiling. You can find that full story in Politico. Finally, New York's Health Exchange website crashes on its first day. Claire Hughes reported in the Capital Confidential that the website for the state's online health insurance market, New York State of Health, experienced technical problems all day on Tuesday. New Yorkers interested in shopping for health insurance through the market, also known as an exchange, were able to register for an account, but after that process was finished, the site crashed. People answering the phone at the customer service center answered basic questions, but could not access the website themselves to give customers specific information about the new insurance options. According to officials, the site drew 2 million visitors before 10 a.m. You can read that full story in the Capital Confidential, which is a Times Union blog. The National Weather Service predicting a mostly sunny day today with a high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night clear with a low around 48. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 53. On Friday, a chance of showers after 8 a.m., cloudy with a high near 75. On Friday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 57. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 76 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Sunrise this morning was at 6:54 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:34 p.m. The length of the day, 11 hours and 39 minutes. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the second day of October 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.